We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Happy Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM. And my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we're going to spend the next half hour today talking about the Word of God. We're going to be talking specifically about the fruit of the Spirit, that the abiding in the Holy Spirit makes us fruitful. And one of the fruits is the fruit of joy, and so we're going to be talking about that today as we get into the Word. But we want to say thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your ride home. And we'd like to say thank you to Jits Concrete, first day with my new mouth. Actually, same mouth, just different day. So Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. They have been doing block and concrete work on a commercial basis here in Brevard County for a long, long time. They are very, very good at what they do. And we encourage you that if you've got a project that's going on during the dog days of summer here, when it's hot every day and it's pretty rainy most of the summer here, give them a call. They love to get started early, and they know what they're doing, how to prepare before the rain comes and prepare for what the rain might do after it comes. And so if you need some block or concrete work, give them a call, 321-536-5804. And tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So we are going to get into the Word of God, but I want to share something with you. This was last Thursday during our prayer meeting, and I took time to just read a little bit of scripture during that prayer meeting, and I read this verse: "But it is good for me to draw near to God." And I tell you, when I read that verse, I got all excited on the inside of me, and I just said, you know what? We're doing exactly that. When we had prayer meeting this morning, we were drawing near to God. As you're listening to this radio program, you're drawing near to God. And that's a good thing. It is going to bring benefits into your life. There are going to be rewards that come your way because you are drawing near to God. So I thought I would share that with you. I like that word. By the way, that was in Psalm 73, verse number 28, if you wanted to write that down. "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works." So praise the Lord. Excuse me. Today we are going to further our study in the concept of the fruit of the Spirit, which is joy. God wants you and I to be jubilant. We've got a good God. We have a good future. God has a good plan for our life, and so we want to celebrate that joy. We want to produce a bumper crop of joy, if you will. And so I'm going to be in Psalm 105 today, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read verses 30. Let's begin reading at verse number 26. Verse number 23. There's something there that I just absolutely love up in verse number 24. So we're going to start reading at verse number 23. "Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses his servant and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood, and killed their fish, their land abounded with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and lice in all their territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines also and their fig trees and splintered the trees of their territories. He spoke, and locusts came, young locusts without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He also destroyed all the firstborn in the land, the first of all their strength. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. So first of all, let me get back to verse number 24, because while in captivity, it said that God increased his people greatly. I want you to know that there is not an environment where God cannot cause you to increase. I was talking with a friend of mine here not too long ago, and he was describing some of the people that he had worked for in years gone by, and he described how God had caused him to grow during that season, even when it was during adversity or difficulties or challenges or when things were not easy. He said, you know, God taught me a lot of things there, and I grew because of what God did during those seasons. And so I want you to see that God is a God who gives increase. Some plant, some water, some harvest, but God is the one who gives the increase. And so if you and I will have that mindset, you know, Proverbs or Jeremiah chapter 29, everybody likes to talk about verse number 11. You know, I know the plans for you to prosper you. But I want you to go back and look at that chapter, because that was a message that was sent to the people in captivity in Babylon. And God told them, you increase there, do not decrease. Whatever season you are going through in your life, let God be God over that season. Let God bring you increase in that season. Because it goes on and it says, and he made them stronger than their enemies. He made them stronger than their enemies. Every one of us have things that are in opposition to us or at war with our soul, whether it's a physical affliction, which I was reading a newsletter here not too long ago, and it was talking about how physical pain can actually be a trigger for depression. And all of us deal with something. You know, I find that the older I get, the farther the floor gets away from me. I don't bend as easily first thing of a morning as I once did. My golf swing probably doesn't rotate quite as far back as it used to. We all have things that we deal with, but I pray that God will fortify you, will strengthen you, will equip you, will harden your resolve, if you will cause you to be more stubborn for the things of God than the enemy is for the things of hell. Whatever you're going through, whether it's physical, whether it's relational, whether it's financial, spiritual, whatever it might be, maybe it's emotional. I pray that you will allow God to strengthen you and to fortify you. God wants to make you stronger than your enemies. He wants to take you from strength to strength. So that sets us up. God is in the deliverance business. And so we're going to see that God brought them out. He brought them out to bring them in. I will tell you that But it says in verse number 37, he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes. So it says that when God brought them out, he brought them out by a mighty hand. He brought them out with miraculous signs and wonders. He brought them out with his presence. He brought them out with his provision. And when they came out of Egypt, the Egyptians were so glad that they were leaving that they literally financially equipped them. They brought out their gold, their jewelry. They said, here, take this, whatever you need, just leave, because if we don't get you out of our land, God is, we're all going to die. God has demonstrated that he is more powerful than all of our idols. He is more powerful than our ruler that we consider to God. By the way, there are still rulers across the globe that consider themselves deities. I think that's a little far-fetched for 2017, but they are still of the mindset that they are gods who are entitled to be dictators to their people and be abusive to them. And so that's a very present reality. But the people were saying, look, we are powerless against this God. He is more powerful than you are. We want them out. We want them out as soon as possible. And so God brought them out. And it says that he brought them out with provision. He brought them out in health. He brought them out in strength. There was no feebleness. What a testimony that God said, you know what? When I brought Israel out, I brought them out in strength. A lot of people just have the mindset that we're just holding on till the end. Baloney. You know, I don't care how thin you slice, that theology is still just a bunch of baloney. God wants you and I operating in strength. There's a passage that says, we know what is holding back the kingdom or the man of lawlessness. There's a force greater than darkness. There is a power that is greater than that of sin. And that is a people who are committed to their God, who know him and will do great exploits. And so I want to encourage you to allow God to bring you out with the provisions, but also bring you out with health, with strength, with vitality. And then it goes on and says in verse number 42, for he remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. One of the things I readily admit, I do not understand this mindset. I do not understand the recidivism rate of people who are liberated from jail or from prison and immediately do something that would get them sent back to jail or back to prison. Sometimes before the sun has come up, sometimes it is literally just within a few hours. And then they say, I can't go back. I can't go back. Well, you evidently wanted to go back. I don't understand that. What I do understand is, having been under oppression, however, having been under bondage, having been under a taskmaster's yoke, if you will, and then getting set free from that, I understand celebrating when the power of bondage and captivity has been broken in your life. I do understand that. And I understand that I am so relieved to be out from under that I don't ever want to go back again. I pray that you would have the mindset towards death, that when God relieves you from that debt, that you will not ever want to go back into it again. I understand that if you've ever been incarcerated, not wanting to go back to that again. If you've ever been abused, that you don't want to go back to that again, nor do you want to replicate that abuse and become an abuser yourself. You don't want that. I understand that when a family member's been delivered from alcohol, that you don't want to go back to that. You are just thankful for what God has brought you out of. And God brings us out. He brings his people out with joy and with gladness. So if he brings you out with joy and gladness, he's also got to have a plan to bring you in someplace. It is impossible to leave one area, one circumstance without making an entrance into another. And the entrance that God was wanting them to make was into the promised land, where he would walk with them in covenant. Listen to them. He gave them the lands of the Gentiles. They inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. So he brought them out so that they could live in their divine purpose. He gave them lands and inherited things that others had labored for. But it had to be for God's purpose. Whenever they got away from God's purpose, all of a sudden the provision started with drying up. When they got away from God's purpose, then all of a sudden the problems began to increase. And when the problems began to increase, then they would begin to cry out for their deliverer, and God would deliver them, and they would start the cycle all over again. God has a purpose, and that is that you and I might walk in obedience to his word, that we might keep his laws, and that we might praise the name of the Lord. So, verse number 38 says, Egypt was glad when they departed, for fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for covering and a night to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and he satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. God did not just bring them out and say, well, I'll see you when you get there. He brought them out, and his miraculous provision sustained them for 40 years. Manna every day except for the Sabbath. Twice as much on the day before the Sabbath. Can we dare to believe God for supernatural provision enough for today? And then if there's going to be challenges, isn't it interesting that before the 7 years of famine came to Egypt, God sent 7 years of abundance, and he sent the wisdom and the discernment to Joseph to be able to steward those resources so that the world would survive? What if it had been flip-flopped? What if the famine came before the provision came? There would have been casualties on a mass scale because nobody would have had food. It would have been a horrible situation had the famine came before the provision. But look at the things that God provided. He provided a cloud of covering. By the way, let me ask you this. Do you have covering in your life? You don't need to be exposed. You don't need to be out there on your own. You need a pastor. As a pastor, I have pastors who are over me. I have people who watch out for me, who are there to provide for me wisdom and serve as counselors. And I've got a board that helps us with the day-to-day operations of the church. Thank God for his provision and for his covering. He also provided for them a cloud of fire by night, so that no matter how dark the atmosphere around them got, they would still have supernatural illumination and revelation. They would be able to function. There would be warmth at night because the desert at night, all of the heat tends to go away. And so you go from extreme heat to extreme cold. And God said, I'm going to keep you even during the nighttime seasons. If you're going through a situation where you don't understand maybe everything that's going on right now, I want you to thank God that he has provided for you that provision. He provided food for them. He provided meat. He provided bread. He provided the water. Even when it was not natural, there was a rock that the water gushed out. And the New Testament makes it clear that rock that followed them in the desert. Wouldn't that creep you out a little bit with all of the horror movies that have been made, that everywhere you went, there was this rock that was following you? But for them, it wasn't creepy, because that rock, it was identified in the New Testament as Jesus, and he was providing for them the water that was necessary for them to stay alive. All of that provision, it said, because he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. He remembered Abraham, and he took care of Abraham's descendants. Right now, we've got some people who are listening to this program. You are benefiting because of the covenant promises and the God keeping his word to mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and descendants that go back for multiple generations. Others, you are listening to this program, and I want to encourage you to walk in covenant relationship with God, because you've got descendants, you've got children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that are going to benefit because God's going to walk in covenant with them. He's going to keep his word. He's going to bring them out so that he can bring them in. So it doesn't matter which one you are. I mean, whether you've had this, you know, there are some people that you've blown it quite a bit, and God in his mercy is remembering his promise to some ancestors. But today is the day to get right with God. Today is the day to begin to walk in covenant, because you and I need him to cause us to increase greatly. We need him to make us stronger than our enemies. We need him to bring us out with joy and gladness. We need him to bring us out with the resources that we need, with the health that we're going to need to occupy the land. And he brought them out with a great testimony. He brought them in with a mighty hand. Now, I want to take you, because there's one more truth about joy. We're talking about the joy of the Lord. Psalm 126, and I'm going to try and cover this one, this psalm. This is one of the songs of ascent. We're going to read verses 1 through 6. That's the entire psalm. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Now, verse number 4 doesn't mean say, oh God, please restore our captivity. That's not what that is saying. It's talking about God, bring back those who have been carried away into captivity. And I pray that you have that faith that God is going to do that, that there are going to be captives who are set free. The Song of Ascents begins, when God brought back the captivity, it was like a dream to us. It was like something that was beyond the scope of reality, but in actuality it happened. God, bring back our captivity. You've done it before. Do it again. Our testimony is going to be the Lord has done great things for us, and others are going to testify that the Lord has done great things for them. Verse number 5 says, and when he brings us back, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. So I tied this in with the Psalm 105 there, because when God brings you into that land of destiny, there it's a change of mindset. When they crossed into the promised land and they partook of the fruit of the land, the manna ceased being provided. When God brings you into that place and you are no longer in captivity, God says, okay, this is time for you to remember that I told Noah that as long as the earth endures, there would be sowing and reaping. It is time for you to sow what you probably would like to consume, but you need to realize that that is your seed. If you want to eat in the future, you've got to remember to sow right now. And so they sowed in tears, but they sowed in tears with the purpose of reaping in joy. It Could it be that there are some of us that are not experiencing a joy right now because we failed to sow when it was time to sow? And now that it's time to reap rejoicing, we've got nothing to reap. So I want to encourage you, don't miss sowing. When God brings you out, when he breaks the power of captivity, by the way, Jesus led captivity captive. I love that. When it comes time for those bonds to be broken, remember, it's time to sow. It is time to plant, because there's going to be a need for a harvest. There is going to be a season of joy that is coming in the days ahead. But it says, he who continually goes forth weeping. Now listen carefully, bearing seed for sowing. Okay? It doesn't mean that you and I are supposed to go around weeping all the time. It says, when we're going around and we are lamenting this parting of seed, and this person is constantly sowing, he's constantly sowing, it says that person is doubtless, without a doubt, going to come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. God brings captives out free so that they learn to trust God with their seed, where God is going to cause a bumper crop of blessing to come away. God says it is going to happen without a doubt, without a doubt. You know what? I'm believing for Merit Assembly of God that we are going to have a jubilant harvest. We're going to have a harvest of souls. We're going to have a harvest financially. We're going to have a harvest spiritually, because we go out and we sow. We sow because we know that as long as the earth endures, there's going to be seed time and there's going to be harvest. Seed time is hard work. Harvest is a time to rejoice. And so I want you to rejoice. So I want to just challenge you. Don't forget. Don't forget that when God sets you free, that you're going to see supernatural provision. One seed can produce tenfold, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, exponentially greater than what that seed is that you sow. I pray today that you will experience that harvest. God, Lord, I pray today that you would bring every person that's listening to this program out of whatever captivity they may be in. Bring them out with resources. Bring them out with health. Bring them out with miracles. Bring them out with joy. Bring them out so that they can sow, so they will experience supernatural harvest and the joy that comes from it. See you next time, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.